Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά. Βρείτε περισσότερες ενδιαφέρουσες ιστορίες στο sbs.com.au/greek.
We would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the lands, skies and waterways and pay our respects to all elders past and present. We pay our respects to the world's oldest continuing culture.
Hello everyone, my name is Pano Apostolou. You're listening a podcast from SBS Greek. Today we turn our attention to an unusual and deeply moving work that brings together opera, neuroscience and human vulnerability. The Man Who Mistook His Wife for a Hat is an opera composed by Michael Newman. It is based on the famous neurological case study by British neurologist and writer Oliver Stax. One of the performers is Greek-Australian soprano Elena Xanthoudakis, who joins us today to talk about this remarkable production. Elena, thank you for joining us.
Ευχαριστώ πολύ.
First of all, Elena, tell us a little bit about this unique opera. What's going on in this opera, please?
The Man Who Mistook His Wife for a Hat is, as you say, a case study that Oliver Sacks did on a very peculiar situation about an opera singer who loses his ability to recognize objects. So you could put something in front of him. He doesn't recognize what it is. He can feel it and touch it and figure it out. And he has a very high intellect. This incredibly intelligent man who's created all of these workarounds to enable him to continue to function in society with the help of his wife. And it's quite a miraculous tale, and it's very moving and, you know, quite fascinating to see how somebody could, you know, continue to work professionally when they have such a condition. You know, when they say the whole idea in the opening is we think of these diseases, these neurological diseases, as deficits, but actually, you know, it's not, people aren't a deficit. He has so many skills and so many positive things that have actually come out of this deficit that he uses to negotiate his life. It's quite a marvelous story. Okay, slightly, you know, sad, but also very quirky and very witty. We have some incredible scenes with a battle of the intellects between the two gentlemen. And it's full of these wonderful musical quotes of romantic music of Schumann. And it's so well constructed. It's a hell of a lot of fun.
And there are only three roles. Is that correct, Elena?
There are only three sung roles. We have Mr. P, who is based on a real character, a real opera singer who had this happen to him, and his wife, Mrs. P, and I'm playing Mrs. P, and then Dr. S, so Oliver Sacks, who's a well-known personality in the neurological world. And he's obviously written another book that's been very popular, which was Musicophilia, which I think was a top seller. We have a few actors as well to, you know, but the three main characters.
In your role, you're suffering from something. Is that correct?
My husband is the one with the condition, and okay. I'm his dutiful, loving wife.
Who is she as a character, Elena? And was it emotional for you to be in a role like this one?
It is, and I think, you know, as a couple, they're both had to flee Austria at the end in the Second World War, and they've moved to New York and, you know, taken on his career in music. He's very successful, and I am dedicated to my husband. I absolutely adore him, his music, and his intellect. I've been ignoring. Somebody's unwell, you deny, and you try and get on for as long as you can, but basically it's reached the point where it's affecting his work, and we have to go and see the neurologist, and it's quite a journey in total denial about it until till the very end.
Do you think our society is doing enough to come face-to-face in issues like this one, about psychology, about neuroscience and everything, from your experience, or even in the Greek-Australian community, if you have any experience from there?
I think it's a delicate subject, and I think it's one that we need to be sensitive to and to be understanding, like to give people understanding, to always raise awareness and have sympathy and to, rather than, you know, to judge people, to try and understand. And I think this piece is a wonderful piece for that, for empathy and to come along and experience.
There is a lot of discussion about opera, about ballet, about these fine arts and their future, mainly because of some comments that American actor Timothée Chalamet did on an interview in CNN. He said, and I quote, that he doesn't want to be working in ballet or opera, where he's trying to keep things alive, even though no one cares about this anymore. Can I have your comment, Elena, on this?
In terms of the art form, it's such a beautiful art form, and there are so many people who do love it and are dedicated to it and have had the pleasure of being exposed to it. And it brings so much enjoyment to people's lives and fulfillment. But there is, you know, a sense with funding being cut globally on these sorts of things that there is an undervaluing of this sort of art form, which I think is very unfortunate. And for those who do come to it later, we've seen actually in those in their 20s, from who having been the demographic before, maybe stepping away, people coming back to concerts, people coming back to live performance as a kind of rebuttal against this kind of addicted to your phone culture that we have. So I feel that there is a resurgence in interest in opera and ballet. In fact, to be fair, the numbers in terms of sales globally are huge. What we need to do is encourage people through education and obviously use an opportunity like Mr. Timothée, who's in some respects being quite disrespectful against another art form, from people who dedicate their lives to one art form and another should be treated with respect. But in some ways, it's a great opportunity to talk about and raise awareness that, you know, ballet is live and kicking. There's loads of exciting opera performances going on. And if we want this to continue into the future, we do need to support it.
Can you tell us about the details about the opera? I mean, when is going to take place, where, and if you can name some of your people you are working with.
It's performing at the Athenaeum 2. It's a co-production with iOpera and Melbourne Opera and Panhandle Productions. And it's actually Robert McFarlane, the illustrious tenor, will be singing the role of Dr. Oliver Sacks, as well as directing. And we have incredible baritone Christopher Hillier, who's a staple in the Opera Australia world. He's a fantastic baritone, and he will be playing the bumbling, eccentric Dr. P.
Is there anything else that you would like to add for our listeners, Elena?
Yeah, I would like to say that it's a really accessible score. It's in English, and it's not too long. It's about an hour and 10 minutes long. A fabulous conductor, Peter Tregear, who brings really interesting works to the audiences in Australia. Australian audiences are really creative. They really love to come to something new and fun. This is actually the 40th anniversary of this piece, and we're lucky to be doing it for the 40th anniversary, so it's a special occasion. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster for shows on Friday the 20th of March at 7:30 p.m. and Saturday matinee at 5 p.m. and the evening performance at 7 p.m. on the 21st. And that's at the Athenaeum 2 upstairs at 188 Collins Street in the centre of Melbourne.
Elena Xanthoudaki, thank you very much for your time. Ευχαριστώ πολύ.
Ευχαριστώ πολύ.
Θέλετε να ακούσετε περισσότερες ιστορίες σαν και αυτήν? Ακούστε στο Apple Podcast, στο Google Podcast, στο Spotify ή οπουδήποτε ακούτε podcast.